producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
With Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Here we are, the two of us together. Who else is coming to dinner?
None.
Well, Benjamin Netanyahu, Benji.
I'd like that.
You'd like to go to dinner with him?
He's interesting, I bet.
He is. I had a conversation with him in his office when he wasn't the leader of Israel. Well, he's been in, he's been out. He's been in, he's been out. And the office was about the size of my bathroom.
Really?
It was very small. Went in with a tape recorder. Had about a 40-minute conversation with him. No, I didn't have my bathroom.
No, in your bathroom, I said.
No, not in my bathroom.
In his office.
In his office.
Ah.
When he wasn't the leader. So he's now meeting with the president. First time he's come here since when he came to address the, when Boehner invited him to come address the Congress.
Yes, and let me just tell you, Obama and Netanyahu, they love each other.
Oil and water.
It's going to be fun. Hang out, watch some football.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so during the course of the weekend, there have been a lot of discussions about the election in Myanmar. And people say, huh, where's that? Myanmar, why should we care about Myanmar? And then you look at the... I don't care who the parties are putting up for these various positions. And I'm not even really sure I care that it's a democracy. And people are touting, wow, look at this, the voting and this democracy. People don't know where it is. They don't know anything. But what you ought to know, what you ought to carry away from all of this ragtime talk about Myanmar are the number of people who went to vote as an example of how democracy is supposed to work. In fact, it's the only way it really can work. One of the reasons in our country that there are so many problems is because not enough people now turn out to vote, because we've had this systematic destruction of our educational system, including the taking away of civics, so that youngsters are not taught how the system works. They don't know anything about what goes on politically in their community, what goes on in their state, what goes on in this country. They get whatever values they have about politics from the news media. Depending on your age, you get your news from various sources. So there's no first-hand experience. There's no first-hand knowledge. There's no first-hand participation. Get out, support somebody, work for a campaign. I've done it. Jennifer's done it. Go find somebody you really believe in and work for them. Or her. And then you get a sense of how the system actually works.
And it makes you feel good, even if your candidate
loses.
Yes,
it does.
It just makes you feel like you're doing something.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, Netanyahu's here. Myanmar had... Oh, the reason, by the way, the number was in the 80th percentile, 80-some-odd percent of the people in Myanmar are voting. You think we'll get 80% to vote in New Hampshire or Iowa? Or wherever.
Wouldn't that be great? I'm going to be optimistic and say yes.
Why not?
Probably no.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to think good thoughts, because as you say, Dougie, thoughts are things.
Yep. Ben Carson being
Although
challenged.
I think for my sake, low voter turnout helps me.
Oh, does it? Yeah. for what you want.
Right.
The election results to be.
Right.
The truthfulness of some of what Ben Carson has said. People are accusing him of being inaccurate.
He paints the story that he came from being very violent.
But he didn't have
a troubled youth.
I don't understand why
Because, Dougie, part of what he's running on, the big part, is he's appealing to evangelical Christians. And he said that religion saved his life. And so that's where this story is getting hammered on by the media.
Too many people that are trying to play to, kowtow to, kiss the butts of these people.
Well, I think it's real for him. I think he really is born again. I mean, Seventh-day Adventist.
Yeah.
You know, they don't eat certain things. It's very much like the Jewish faith.
Yeah. What, no meat on Friday or something?
Well, no. The meat has to be slaughtered in a certain way. It has to. It's very close to kosher.
You know, I'm getting distressed by all of the focus on company executives and what they get paid. I don't think it's anybody's business. Whatever your deal is, it's no business what Jennifer gets paid. It's none of your business what I get paid. It's none of your business. It's not anybody else's business when you get paid. So why is it that the news media takes it upon themselves to discuss the bonuses that corporate people are getting, or the amount of money they get paid up front, or the amount of, they get paid in their salary? Why is that anybody, even if you're a public company? The way that this gets used against people who are leading companies effectively. See, I don't think it makes any difference what you get paid as long as you're doing a good job. If you are doing what your contract and your agreement with your employers suggest you ought to be doing, then you get paid whatever they agree you should be paid. That's what you're worth. Not with some flunky out on the street who's protesting or jealous because somebody's making money and they're not. Why should you make it if you're not doing the job? And I submit to you that most of the people who are running these big companies are very unique individuals who have unique skills and have put them to work so that the company in the main does well.
And are better negotiators than the rest of us.
Okay.
Because I would say I'm worth more than I get paid, but I don't negotiate very well for myself. So, you know, more power. I'm not going to insult someone who makes more than they're worth just because they're a better negotiator than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And you don't have to cough. I am more than I'm worth.
Well, you are. You're worth a lot. But then there's the, what can you be paid? What can people afford to pay you? That's the other side.
Well,
right?
That's the other thing is that I tend to be, you know, some people just work a job for the money and for certain
right.
reasons.
Yep.
My problem is that I get passionate and loyal because I'm I work for my family business. Could I right. go somewhere and make some more money working for a non-family business?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably. I could probably, but I don't know if I'd be
your
happy
father
because
on you, you nothing
well,
in the,
because I, you know, I'm passionate about seeing the
I would end up
succeed,
getting when
you know?
He when he croaks, I'd end up getting all of the
oh,
stuff
come on.
You wouldn't. Yeah, that's
Ducky.
The way it
works. All right, but you know what I mean? You can, I mean, I'm, yeah. That's where my heart is. My heart is with the jobs that I do, so it's worth it to me to maybe make a little less than I could make going somewhere else, but being happy.
Speaking of executives, the executive of the day, who could have known that Taco Bell had an executive
that was
vice
a joke
president?
On SNL. Which is very funny.
Yeah, but actually, that would be good to play. Peter, you got that cut? From the, it's the last one, I think, it's 9:16. The story, you haven't heard the story.
A Taco Bell executive has been fired after a video was posted of him assaulting an Uber driver. And, you know, I cannot believe Taco Bell has executives.
That was the joke. Taco Bell's got executives?
Yeah, who's in there thinking of chalupas? He said, I thought they just had a spinning wheel with nonsense words on it because they had, like, chalupa and, you know.
Right.
Made up terms.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, there's, I think that's somebody, how much do they get paid? What do the restaurant people make versus people who are running, let's say, Home Depot, box stores, that kind of
I'd
stuff?
I imagine they probably make pretty good money, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I would think that they ought to make pretty good money. In a moment, the fate of the Slinky.
Oh, hard-hitting news.
Oh, yeah, but this is not a news show. It's about what's going on. The Slinky.
And yes the, or no on the next Doug Stephan show.
No, on the continuing Doug Stephan Good Day program. 16 past the hour now.
We're debate today. Like crazy.
Yeah.
These mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
All right, you have choices. Jennifer, do you want to know about artificial colorings or the Slinky?
The Slinky, of course.
Slinky. All right, let's see what the. How many of you remember the Slinky? I remember when I was. These have been around almost as long as I've been around, or maybe the other way around. Been around a little longer.
That's a long
than
time.
I've been around. Oh, stop it! No. So. They started first in Gimbel's department store in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
A mechanical engineer in a shipyard in Philly was trying to come up with an anti-vibration device for the instruments on the ship.
Okay.
He knocked some springs off a desk and was startled when they took slinking steps almost as if they were strolling away. He saw their potential as a plaything. This is something I've had four or five of them, I think, since I was a kid. I love them. They're just so silly to watch up and down. Oh, you can't up the stairs, but down the stairs. I remember having one on the top of the stairs, and Charlotte was standing on the top of the stairs, and it was a Christmas thing. And so we started this Mickey, and it went down the stairs, and Charlotte couldn't get over it. She went down the stairs with it, trying to get it. As it went down the stairs, she went down the stairs, and went all the way down the stairs, and just was kind of like, you know, chopping at it, got to stop, whatever. It was the funniest thing to watch her. So the Slinky now is still around. They are for sale, and some of them go for as much as $70 a box. Astronauts on the shuttle Discovery found the Slinky did not behave in weightlessness the way it does on Earth. It sort of just droops. I thought that was kind of fun to see the pictures of that. It just sort of hangs there. 340 million Slinkies have been sold since this fellow first, the guy who figured out, trying to engineer something fell off his desk. He and his wife patented it, and their family.
They're killing it.
Now,
yeah.
Right? Good for them. 21 after on Good Day.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld.com. W-H-E-Y.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Great pop song. Matter of fact, the top five songs from this week in 1985 are great pop songs. That doesn't always happen. Matter of fact, more often than not, there's a dud or two in there. Pardon the use of that phraseology. For those of you who have the same name, my given name is Dudley, and I took offense to all the people who laughed at me and called me a dud when I was a kid. And see what I became as an adult, Jennifer. I showed them.
You did. You became a great success.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a dud at all.
No.
Except for some time.
Oh, thank you. All right, so Starship was in the number five position this week, 1985. We built this city on rock and roll. Yeah. All right, 24 and change at the hour. Number four song this week, Glenn Frey. Number city song. That could be a theme for our My Three Songs contest. Songs about cities, right?
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
You belong to the city. This come from Miami Vice? Was this in Miami Vice? Anybody remember?
It came from something.
No, he became a regular as a result of some of the music that he was playing for the show. Anyway, Glenn Frey, You Belong to the City. Crank it up, Peter, a bit, will you? So eagle-ish. Number three. This week, 1985. The English group Tears for Fears. Head over heels. Number three. Greg, this one. This is a good pop song.
Play Tears for Fears, and it wasn't as good. This is a good Tears for Fears.
This is a good song. Yeah. All right, number two song this week, 1985, belonged to Stevie Wonder. Good song. Part-time lover. Lover.
Stevie. Lover, lover.
Knowing it's so wrong, but feeling so right. Instrumental music playing an important part. You'll laugh at this, Jennifer. I was flipping back and forth between the channels last night, and I came upon an old episode of the Lawrence Welk Show.
Oh, I watch that with my dad sometimes.
It
I
is
won't laugh.
Fun. Your it father is. Watches it, doesn't
oh,
he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every night, like on Saturday night, late, they
was
have it on.
Maybe it's Saturday night. I can't remember. No, it wasn't last night. I guess it was
and
Saturday
And he made
night.
Me watch the whole thing with them, but it was
really
kind of cool. It was so yeah. cheesy, but fun.
Yeah, it was really cheesy. And the reason that I bring it up is because that particular show focused on all instrumental music. There was a time in pop music that we had a lot of good instrumental tunes. That has not been the case for quite a while, I think about 20 years. This may have been, in fact, the last really good instrumental theme, and the show was so popular, everybody was trying to model their lives, or at least what they were wearing after what Don Johnson was wearing on
yeah.
Miami Vice.
All that. Light.
Yep. So the number one song, God, can you call this a song, instrumental tune? It's not a song unless somebody's singing lyrics for it, is it?
I think it's a song, no matter yeah. what.
The theme from Miami Vice, Jan Hammer. Jan, look yonder for Jan Hammer.
Hammer.
Jan Hammer. But this is quite the show. You see him in the cigarette boat going across the water. Don Johnson puffing away, looking like a tough guy. There it goes.
With hair blowing in the wind.
Right. And then you meet Gordon Liddy, who had no hair blowing in the wind.
No.
But Gordon had a repeating, recurring role there as a bad guy on Miami Vice. Number one song this week, 1985, 28 after a good day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREP Individual and Institutional Services, LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. The anniversary of the massive power failure in the Northeast, 1965. 34 million people were out of power for 4 or 5 hours. New York, Hartford, Boston, Portland. There was a we had just started using power from Canada, and there was this intricate array of wiring that came across at Niagara Falls in Buffalo, and somehow or other something happened that tripped the circuitry and the breakers blew, pretty much the same as if there's a surge in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Too much power or not enough circuitry all blew up. So for 4 or 5 hours, can you imagine, think about the last time you were in New York or even Los Angeles or any place, even the place where you live. What would we do? There are people who write books about this now. What would happen? And they predict that because of we having succumbed to computerized everything, someday the forecasters of doom say everything will just stop. Wasn't there a TV show about that? Was it Resurrection? What was that show? Or Revolution or something?
Revolution, I think.
Revolution, mm-hmm. Right. When all the power stopped. Everything stopped. There was no control over anything. Will that happen? Could it happen? Well, it did happen. So it might happen again. Get your warm clothing out and get those blankets out. Imagine we were plunged back into the era of 1850 when there was no power. Everybody had electric lamps or they read by the fireplace. They had candles or kerosene lamps. That was it. Can you imagine? The whole world was powered on water or air or something to do with fire. Where would we be if that was the case today? Think about it, the Industrial Revolution and what that brought. How things have changed. So rapidly the change comes, though. Now especially. Right? Every day there's more information. More things being found, learned, passed on. It's amazing. Yep, amazing. Okay. So, I say that looking at a study. This is how I spend my free time, folks. I know you'll... But I have Meredith's not around, so this is how...
So you have lots of time.
I've spent my time, right, exactly. Looking at the China pollution levels.
That sounds very exciting.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm. They're calling it Airpocalypse. Northeastern China, this past weekend, saw so much pollution that people had to put on gas masks and lock themselves indoors. The worst level of smog in the history of mankind. Look at the pictures if you don't believe me. It looks like it's a snowstorm, but it's smog in China. China has turned burning coal into the national way of heating their homes. Now, used to be people would burn wood. Now they're using coal. And so when winter begins, all the first few days that people are burning coal, the air turns like this. Complete smog. Especially if it's cold and there's a, you know what smog is. It's a combination of a cloud and the heavy air that's created by fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have in this country from time to time. And that's what they had in record amounts in China this past weekend. Got cold, starting to use coal fuel. That stuff goes into the out the chimneys and into the atmosphere. It gets wet and cold and damp, and the clouds hold down that stuff. And you get to the point where you can't see. It was so bad in a couple of Chinese cities, they couldn't see. There is like a, you know, they call it a snow whiteout here.
Right.
When there's snow, so much snow, you can't see what's in front of you. I can remember that last winter.
Sure.
Oh, God. So look at just the pictures of this, whether it's doomsday or not, for China, it certainly isn't good, and the world doesn't like it, and they're getting on, you know, to try to get them to clean up their act. Wow. I just look at more of these pictures. The people over the age of 50 dying like flies because they just don't have a strong immune system. The official Chinese news agency published a gallery of images showing this smog situation. The headline was Fairyland or Doomsday? Yeah. Huh. Doomsday. Thick smog. Still a problem as the day is waning over there. They're at the end of their day. But the air, if you've ever been into stuff, it stings your eyes, makes them burn. Your throat feels sore.
Well, it's poison.
It is. It's complete poison, and they haven't figured out how to fix it. Air quality index over the past 24 hours in China, through the roof. Unbelievable, these pictures. You can go, I know. That's the beauty of having this much communication in this era. I can talk about something, and you can Google it and go right to it. That's what Jennifer's doing right now.
Yep. We follow you all the time.
Yep. And follow me on Facebook, too, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The investigation by the Center for Public Integrity. You know them. I bet you use them on your local L.A. show for information.
All the time, because they have integrity.
They are, and they're the Center for Public
That's
Integrity.
That's right. So, you know.
So they measured a lot of different variables to come up with whether or not state government is transparent and accountable. The best state in the country is Alaska in terms of transparency and accountability, and they got a C+. Only two other states got better than a D, and 11 states got an F. Results may be deflating to the 2/3 of Americans who, according to a recent poll, look to the states for policy solutions. As gridlock forces the federal government into the states are just bad. And they are. And local government says, I'm involved in my local government here as a town meeting member. The town's terrible. Wait, there are many of us who think it ought to be a city. I don't know if that's going to fix anything. Couldn't be much worse than it is. But this is a very serious problem we find ourselves in. We do. It's a very serious problem. And what are we doing about it? We have so much dependence on government now. Oof. Jennifer doesn't,
and
I don't.
And they love it that way,
by the
way.
Of course they do. They want to have...
The more dependent you are, the more they can control you.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I mean, look at the example best suited for this discussion today, Jen, is the situation in Egypt, where the airport getting a lot of attention, investigators trying to figure out what happened to that Russian airliner. There apparently is a screen over there on one of their computers that looks at the baggage as it goes through the X-ray tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work half the time. It beeps, bleeps in and out. They haven't bothered to get it fixed yet. And they're theorizing that the bag with a bomb on it got through that particular computer, and the people who put the bomb in the bag knew that that computer was on the fritz.
Right.
So it's got to be an inside job.
Inside info.
Inside job. That's what you're going to hear later on, or in the next 24 to 48 hours, that this is an inside job. Yep. All right, now let me just, I'm doing a number of things, and you're not saying much.
Well, I'm following along with you.
Really? That's
it's hard to, it's hard to, like, you're playing connect the dots right now, so I'm just trying to follow.
Okay. So here, let me go back to the China thing for a minute, and that'll...
Okay, back to smog, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Chinese smog,
well,
okay.
The smog and then the focus on climate change and what it causes. This is the first time I've heard this argument. You may have heard it before. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Climate change, this is for your local LA show this afternoon. I'm giving you a little heads up.
Thank you.
Climate change aggravates poverty. Global
climate
warming.
Climate change aggravates poverty. Okay.
Global warming, according to the World Bank study that was published this weekend, global warming.
And then you're wondering why I can't follow along.
Is it real? Yes, well, according to these guys, it's real. Global warming could push more than 100 million people into poverty in the next 30 years. The way it will do it, and this, I believe, is a possibility because of a number of factors, including big government and big ag screwing up agriculture all around the planet. They're so greedy, they don't even understand what they're doing. They don't. By the year 2035, most agriculture as we know it today will have been destroyed or disrupted because of things that are created around global warming or climate change. And that will lead to disease. Another, because the countries won't have any money to fight to keep infrastructure going. They won't have any health care. So people will be dying by the tens of millions in the next 30 years because they're hungry. The food that's available isn't good. Diseases. They're finding new. Didn't we have the story last week about this new bug or some kind of bacteria that has been able to figure out how to get around all the virus? I'm sorry,
yeah,
all the vaccines.
Yeah, the superbug.
Yeah, right. So that'll all work together. And so if you believe all of this stuff, you might as well just go shoot yourself now. I'm not suggesting it's
well,
a good thing
you never
do.
Know what's going to be discovered
well,
between now
don't.
And then.
Right.
So you can't think of it all. I mean, we are incredibly adaptable, yes. Thankfully.
You're right. I think you're right about that. But we you know, you believe or you're also wrapped around the news media and their garbage. Oof.
Well, yeah, if you listen to the news intently, you jump off a bridge every day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, who's going to get there first, you or me?
To the bridge?
Yep.
You can go first. Age before beauty, Dougie.
Excuse me. 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. According to a national poll, nearly half of Americans surveyed say the holiday shopping season begins when Hickory Farms arrives at their local mall. Hickory Farms has been part of holiday traditions for over 60 years. Their holiday market kiosks are now opening across the country, where you'll find gift boxes and baskets filled with award-winning summer sausage and cheese, plus delectable sweets and nuts, along with new gifts perfect for everyone on your list. Try their new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark, hand-swirled chocolate with pure mint and topped with crunchy crushed peppermint. Or indulge in creamy milk chocolate sea salt caramels. If you're looking for something a little spicy, try their new Hickory Farms Reserve 3 Pepper Dry Salami. With their knowledgeable, friendly staff ready to assist you, finding the perfect gift has never been easier. Look for all your favorite food gifts at a Hickory Farms holiday market near you. To find the nearest location or place an order, visit hickoryfarms.com.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks.
Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up.
Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
48 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Sexting is the new flirting.
Sexting? Wow.
Sexting is the new
sexting
flirting.
To go there?
Sexting. Well, I'm looking at this story about eighth graders who are now, I guess, as eighth grade is usually the beginning of the teenage years.
Yeah,
right?
The hormones start to rage in the eighth grade.
Right. So all those of you who have been so pleased to give your children their own special iPhone or whatever the phone is you give them, whatever kind of, I have a Samsung, but a smartphone in the hands of a 13-year-old is dangerous. Now,
especially with all the apps that try to make you feel safe for sending people naked pictures, and then the pictures are supposed to disappear, but they really don't.
Carson City, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Students facing felony child pornography charges for collecting and trading nude photos of themselves and other teenagers of both sexes.
Wow.
Investigators are seeking search warrants to access phones. They confiscated... Doug, please. Confiscated in a school sexting scandal.
Wow.
And there are new secretive apps that you can get
to help keep these illicit images hidden on most phones so parents and teachers can't see them. Look out for that development. 51 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? How do you do, Peter? Well, let's see who's here. Jennifer's here. Richie is not here. Kenny is here. Why do I keep saying Richie like I expect him to be here? Matter of fact, Peter Trahan is at the controls in our studio in Washington doing a fine job. As we get to Tech Talk time, Greg Stebbin is not here today. Richard Schimmel is former BuzzFeed contributor. He's a tech media observer. So we're going to observe what's going on already in the Black Friday department. You think the election and all the focus on the election is stupendously stupid.
It's Christmas. Come on.
Well, no, but Black Friday is supposed to be the day after Thanksgiving, and everybody's already watering it down, these greedy so-and-sos. Let's find out if that has any meaning to you. Are you going to pay attention to Black Friday? Are you just going to go online? How are you going to do your shopping this season? We'll find out what the marketers are up to in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
I got hooked on Ancestry when I found my great-grandfather's draft card. With one visit to TryAncestry.com, I also found other ancestors and the battles they fought in. Medals awarded, even photographs. These discoveries were pretty emotional. What about the heroes in your family? In honor of Veterans Day, visit TryAncestry.com for free access to global military records. Find, preserve, and celebrate your ancestors' military journeys. Free access is only until Wednesday at TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
56 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richard Schmel is here. The marketers who have decided to mess up what seems to have become a tradition of Black Friday, Black November. I think the theory here, Richard, if I remember correctly, is that there's a big push on after Thanksgiving because most of the retailers are just breaking even, and this is when they make their money, the last month of the year. Is that right?
That's right, Doug. Black Friday's been around for almost a decade now, and you know, they look at Black Friday to have the sales, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But at times, if people do their comparison shopping, they're not always sales.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are. They're ways of getting people to buy, and that's what marketing is really all about. But for those of you who are focused on the day after Thanksgiving, there are things that are going on now at some of the big box stores that will either set the stage. Is it possible that we have more of an appetite this year? I think that's the wonder. Is the economy better and strong enough for Black Friday to still have impact, even though a lot of people are jumping the gun?
You know, for Black Friday, everybody looks forward to it. I think in the years past, we look forward to it more. It depends on what somebody's looking for. If they're looking for a printer, if they're looking for a TV, if they're looking for a tablet, you know, they'll look at Black Friday sales, and then it'll be an impulse buy. They want to get you in those stores so you can buy something, and then everything else is impulse buys.
Yeah. I wondered, speaking of that, and advertising in general, we have a lot of, obviously my living is made here, all of us make our living because there's advertising this sports program. I see there's a lot of advertising popping up on Instagram. Doesn't Facebook now own Instagram?
Yes.
So what is this, just more of the same? Was Instagram, and Kenny might ask you this too, known for not having a lot of ads? I don't know that much about Instagram, but the Facebook...
Initially, it didn't have a lot of ads, but as the audience grew on Instagram, of course, they're going to use it as a vehicle to get their name and products across.
Mm-hmm.
They're sponsored posts now, yeah. Not like they're used to. It used to be totally ad-free in my use.
Well, because
it.
But they spent a billion, Facebook, Zuckerberg spent $1 billion to buy Instagram, right?
Right.
So he's got to get his money back. And so I would bet it's all sort of tied in together. That would make a whole lot of sense. All right, Richard, thank you for the ability you have to option information. I kind of like that. Richard Schmel is a tech media observer. He's here with us today on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.